What about rituximab? Can you go through what we know about that and where that stands?
Well, rituximab is not yet approved as a biosimilar yet, but there are studies that are ongoing. I think that rituximab, there's a lot of interest in getting a biosimilar simply because it is the most widely used biological agent in cancer today, rituximab in multiple tumor types and multiple indications. And the studies that are going on, rituximab again, or biosimilar, are the way it was approached with trastuzumab, non-inferiority to a specific indication. I'm not exactly sure where they stand, but I hear that the studies are going well and there could be an imminent approval in the next year or so for rituximab biosimilar.
What about bevacizumab?
Bevacizumab, I think, will also be a biosimilar that will be approved. That's another drug which I think is coming off patent, and I think that's going to be the next biosimilar after rituximab. My feeling is that rituximab will be next after trastuzumab, and then bevacizumab will follow.
What about cetuximab and other EGFR antibodies?
I know there's a lot of interest in trials going on. I think everyone's sort of playing this by ear and seeing how it goes. As you know very well, when it comes to the point of approval, there's all these hurdles that are thrown up by the manufacturer that makes a reference product. And, you know, I think people are waiting to see how that goes and how that gets approved. Just recently, there was another G-CSF biosimilar approved after there was a lawsuit holding it back, and then it got approved. So I think we're going to see more and more of that. I don't know exactly where the other EGFR products stand in terms of where they are in the actual approval process. I'm aware that the studies are, some of them are completed and some are ongoing. I would expect that, once again, in the next 1 or 2 years, we'd see those drugs, biosimilars, approved as well.